Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 748, Stand By for Launch, recorded live on August 13th, 2020. Hello everyone, welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am one of your co-hosts, Duststorm.
I am Godzilla T.
And I'm the guy with the attitude people call out on Twitter. You can call me DJ, or Chuck, or Craig. Just don't call me late for the show. Cheers.
Not yet. Thankfully, you haven't made that mistake. There's been plenty of times where I've been. So we've got quite a few things to talk about this week. Some of you probably know already some of the big information that we will be discussing on the show tonight. No special topic, no Aces Mayhem, no other pre-coordinated guests. We just have a couple of big news items that we're going to get to. Probably make this one a little bit shorter as well.
Yes.
So, yeah. But before we get on to that news, we have our normal Podtacular community update, starting with recap of our streams. So head over to GT for a recap on our Fraggin' Friday from last week. GT, how'd we do?
We did really well. We had a lot of fun. We spent most of the night in Big Team. We did roll into Warzone, and we had two or three good games. It was a lot of fun. But we played a lot of Fiesta, and we didn't get into any customs this last Friday. We just pretty much stayed in matchmaking, but all in all, it was a lot of fun.
Very nice.
Still can't hit the broadside of a barn with a spanker.
The spanker was one of my favorite weapons in Halo. So, I like explosions. Moving on to achieving Halo, managed to get one of the many elusive achievements in MCC. Managed to finally get Flip Yap, which was nice. Had Prestige Ace, which I don't think he's in here quite yet, but he was on Sunday helping me try to get the achievement. We finally got it after about an hour and a half on the Covenant. And I didn't even hear the line. I just saw the bleep bloop pop up, and I started freaking out. So we actually did a Twitch highlight. So we tweeted that out, so definitely go check that out if you haven't already. It's about 22 minutes of, a majority of that 22 minutes is Acrophobia Skull Mayhem, which I know DJ is very familiar with.
I love flying around! It's a lot of fun.
There are plenty of times where I ran into twigs and yes. Just flung bodies at things and testing what I could splatter while flying and what I couldn't.
Like a finger will get you killed. So if somebody reaches up and flips you off in game, be aware you're gonna die. It could catch in your shoelace on your boots, maybe tap you on the shin on the way by. It's like touching water. Congratulations, you're dead.
Yeah.
It's lovely. It really adds that layer of strategic insanity to every single scenario, because then you have to respawn and go back through and then try and catch whatever it is you need to do to unlock the next area or populate it or whatever.
Yep. Gotta really make sure you don't fly past any critical loading zones, checkpoints, that kind of stuff.
That's a real good way to break everything.
Yeah.
So what'd you wind up doing to get the line to pop? Or is it just random?
We got to the point where we got to the first tower, we bypassed all the enemies, went up, deactivated the shield, came down. And that way, like, all the enemies are still there, so it kind of gives us opportunity to attempt it multiple times with reverting the checkpoint. We started originally on Legendary with all of the Silver Skulls on, or non-scoring skulls. We decided to actually disable the Cowbell Skull, because that was actually causing multiple grunts to die whenever we would shoot their heads. So then we turned that off. That still wasn't working, so we actually decided to turn off Grant Birthday Party Skull. And we did that for a little bit, didn't work. We bumped it down to normal difficulty, because we, like, it was trying back and forth between, okay, does legendary difficulty actually make it more likely to happen? It wasn't necessarily happening, so we bumped it down to normal. And there was one point where prestige went up and actually just smacked the grunt, like, meleeed it instead of shooting it in the head. And apparently the line popped. And I was on the other side of the room, so I didn't hear it. I just saw the achievement pop, and I'm like, huh? What? I got the achievement! I got the achievement! What? 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 And then about 5 seconds later, Prestige is like, oh, I got it too! So.
Cool.
Yep. I've been trying for that achievement for a while, so finally getting it was a sigh of relief.
Nicely done.
Yeah. So thank you, Prestige. I don't know if you'll be listening to this later on, but thank you so much for helping me get that. It was very helpful. He also helped me work on reducing my legendary runtime in Halo CE after we did that. So now I have only 37 minutes over the 3 hours for Halo CE Legendary. So we'll have that achievement very soon. Maybe even this next week. And yes, Krino, yeah, he was there watching us for a little bit. We did finally get it. It was nice to finally put that nail in the coffin for that achievement. So now I only have 19 MCC achievements left. And half of them are Lazo.
All the fun ones. So,
yeah. Yeah, pretty much. Are the dogs behaving, DJ?
There's noises upstairs, and I'm not sure what they are.
Okay.
It's when they get really quiet you need to worry.
Also true.
It's eerily quiet upstairs. Yeah. I wonder what's going on. And DJ, over on your channel, you've actually started another little Halo adventure of your own, if you want to share that a little bit.
Yeah, so we decided to take a break from Harry Potter and get back into, because a lot of people had had some questions, and there's been some confusion about the origins of various different things in the universe. And so I took a poll, and the chat was overwhelmingly lopsided on this, and they said, look, start Halo. Since I have found such an extraordinarily vibrant and robust experience in exploring the universe through the lore of the books, I thought it'd be good to introduce the community to it. So I've been bringing back DJ Reads. It was a feature we started over on back on Mixer and are now doing on Twitch. And I think it's great, especially because now with the delay, it gives us more time to cover more titles. And we're going to get through all the basics and get the background of Halo going on. Right now, we have just gotten around in the Sigma Octanus 4. The battle outside Sigma Octanus 4 just happened. So the Keys just performed the loop, and the Spartans just had a chance to test out the Mjolnir armor, and we just lost Sam. So it's there's a lot happening in the book right now, and there's a lot of intensity. But because the books read like video games, they read like an action movie, It's so easy to just get locked into it. And as somebody who's read these before and found there's just such a great ability for you to use your imagination, especially for those of us who've watched and experienced the games they've evolved over the last two decades, to be able to take that imagination and apply it into these books and go back and look at and think about and consider all the added pieces of the stories that were not actually part of the expressed game, but make up the origins of the motivations and some of the scenarios and situations that we find ourselves in within the game titles. This gives us that back end opportunity to really dig deep and to experience the full breadth of what Halo, the expanded Halo universe has to offer. And also, what was it? 20 pages in? Guess they what the sprinting? Spartans can do? They can f***ing sprint.
It's a secret!
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And Nyland did this book like breakneck speed. So, but yeah. Anybody who says, but it's in the, like, lore isn't the game. I know that you think that, and it's all right to be wrong. Also, I don't care. It's like when people call me out on Twitter because somebody said this was a dumb rumor. It was a dumb rumor. Did it happen? No. Did you hear it from a 343 source yourself? No. Did you perpetuate something that was untrue? Yes. Therefore, dumb. Dumb, 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 dumb. Sorry, I don't know. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It's just Let's be real, people. I'm losing my patience with stupidity. There's a lot of it in excess these days.
We'll talk about some of that.
But no, the book series is really great. I'm excited to continue that, especially with Harvest coming up and the Cole Protocol. Two very, very distinctively important books in the background and the history of the insurrection and the introduction to the Covenant and those first experiences. It really also paints a good picture about the varying different cultural environments that are going on inside of, you know, the UNSC and the world that as they're recognizing it. So it's interesting to look at those geopolitical ideologies and how it applies to, you know, not only the time when it was written, but also current day.
Yeah. That's one of the things that I kind of miss a little bit about Halo. And I know they're trying to keep a lot of the Halo lore very reader friendly, I guess is the right way to put it, and not really focus too much on human versus human conflict, but mostly try to focus on like the human versus Covenant species type stuff or some of that stuff. But I would like to see a story that kind of going back a little bit to that insurrectionist time frame, like maybe touch on it before the Spartan program was a thing. That's one piece of the Halo universe that I feel like is kind of untapped.
Yeah, they've touched on it in pieces, but they haven't done a whole book on one yet.
It's really cool that you're doing that. And for those that haven't gone over and watched DJ streams, he will actually assign voices to different characters in the book. So it's almost like he's doing an audible read of the book, but it's done in the style of DJ, and you have all the the funny gags and interruptions and intermissions in there, and you'll have me chatting in there and be like, oh, that's this part, and you'll have DJ be like, Dusty, shut up.
And then of course there's those moments where we cry a little bit because there are sad points in the story. Like, this is not a cheerful, there is loss and sacrifice going on in these books, and it's plenty. So
Yeah.
Right. If I could get Audible to actually text me back or tell me what I would need to do, I would totally do it. I just don't have any contacts. But yeah, no. So anybody wants to tune in, we do that on Mondays. And right now it's Mondays and Tuesdays from 12 noon Pacific till whenever we get done. I know Monday, I think we read for 4 hours, 4.5 hours. Like, we just kept going because everybody was like, keep reading. So yeah. 50 Very Shades nice. Of Blue. I could write a book named 50 Shades of Blue Rage Runner. That would totally be doable.
50 Shades of Blue.
Yes. If you flip Very the book over, it's 50 Shades of Jilted Bitch.
All right. Well, we'll be looking that out for on your OnlyFans, right?
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
Over on our website, we have a new post from Writing Spartan for Machinima Monday, which is Lineage Huntress Volume 2, made by Ascend Hyperion, our good friend over there. We had him on a couple weeks ago, and he's going to get another little special shout-out on this episode, so stay tuned for that. Over on the company commendations side of things, we are still chipping away at a couple of commendations. The closest one we have is Splatters. We are under the 200 mark, finally. We have 183 of those left to get. And following right behind that is getting kills with the standard weapon, and then we have getting headshot kills on Spartans. So there you go. Over on our Tales from the Foxhole segment, we have a couple of new things. Like I mentioned before, we had a little highlight reel that I pulled together from Twitch from the Achieving Halo stream. If you haven't checked that out yet, I posted the link over on our socials and in our Discord. It's about 22 minutes, but it's all the mayhem kind of leading up to getting the Flip Yap achievement. All the craziness with the Acrophobia skull and all that fun stuff. You can check that out. And then also we have a video posted from MH Cosplay. This is him kind of messing around in Forge a little bit. He set up a man cannon on Forge World in Halo Reach on MCC, and he has a little caption here: when messing with the man cannons and you just love being an idiot. So he basically just ran one of the forgeable trucks into a man cannon and shot it halfway across Forge World and somehow lived.
Yeah,
wow,
amazingly
so flying
enough,
cars are a thing.
Yep. What'd you say, GT?
What'd you say, DJ?
Oh, no, I said the flying cars are a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. They just need a little assist with the man cannons.
That kind of gives a new definition to when pigs fly, because it's a warthog.
Mm-hmm.
Eh? Eh?
Yeah, I see what you did. And now they need to have a Minecraft pig-based warthog skin with little wings.
Yeah, there you go.
And you can only earn it once you've done enough jumps and got enough air for a significant amount of time, which means wow. You've got to find the right spot. And imagine if it was a campaign unlock achievement. So you can't do it in multiplayer. You have to do it in campaign. But it should be a cross-campaign achievement. So you have to get so many jumps in each campaign on PC and or Xbox combined, but you have to have a minimum of each one. So it really forces the player to get back through and take those opportunities to continue jumping everything that you can think of while dealing with enemies.
Wasn't there an achievement related to a warthog jump or something? I thought there was.
I mean, there's... Yeah, I'm sure there is.
In MCC? In MCC or another game?
He's looking right now.
I don't remember. I remember having to jump a warthog for so long, or a vehicle for so long, for an achievement to pop. Maybe it wasn't in Halo. I don't know.
I know there's one in Forza Horizon, but...
Yeah. Well, I don't play that game, so.
Yeah, I don't know.
But anyway, yeah, definitely.
We've got our updates for matchmaking. So what do we got, GT?
We have updates?
For
we have
Halo updates.
5. Yay! Yeah. All right, for the weekend of August 13th, we have Action Sack rotates in for Griffball.
Aww.
And Warzone Assault goes live for the weekend. Looks like for MCC, no changes?
No, it's there. I didn't change the date, sorry, but that's the new change. That's the new update.
Griffball's rotating into to the social games, and woo! Shoddy Snipes are
rotating out. Is it rotating in or out?
Griffball's rotating in, Shoddy Snipers are out.
Sweet. Yeah.
Griffball's in, Shoddy Snipers is out. So they moved it from Halo 5 to MCC. See? You get to play Griffball for one more week.
On
MCC.
In what? In which?
MCC.
Okay, MCC? Sweet.
The lineup.
Sorry. They don't do this tied into each other. It's always crazy. I'm like, either it needs to be that way across the like all of them. Stop having two schedules. It's so confusing. I don't have enough hair to track that kind of information.
Pins got you on your achievement, GT. It's the Midnight Launch achievement, where you get significant air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Halo 4.
I thought there was one. In Halo 4.
But you had to do it at midnight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
from 11:59 to 12 midnight and be jumping it at that time. And you had to pay attention to your Xbox time. Yeah.
No, you just went in and changed the clock on your Xbox.
Wow, Jeter.
It was 360. You just disconnected and you reconnected. I don't think that was an achievement for MCC, though. I think that was just for the 360 version.
Yeah, that was raw Halo 4 360.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately, you can't do that with an Xbox One. They don't let you change the time.
Yep. Nope.
Nope. Over on MCC development and flighting updates. For those who don't know, we are going to get ODST Firefight Flighting coming up here very soon.
Mm-hmm.
It was announced that it was going to be in the early part of this month, which we're kind of getting towards the end of that, so maybe next week. Right now, they're still going through a couple of Ring 1 blockers, so there's some networking issues that they're working to improve at this time. Once they get through all the Ring 1 and Ring 2 blockers, it'll be out for the Halo Insiders. If you have not done so, make sure your Halo Insider profile is up to date. That way you can participate in the flighting.
Yep.
Go to haloinsider.com and make sure all of your info is up to date. They will be flighting this on PC and Xbox this time around. So I know there's some folks out there like Misa Red who don't really have a PC that can run Halo all that well, so they kind of miss out on some of the flighting stuff. So folks that are on Xbox will be able to flight for Firefight. So make sure all of your stuff is up to date, whether you're PC or Xbox. Also, make sure you have the right one selected, because you can choose if you're an Xbox flighter or PC flighter or both. So just make sure everything is up to date. Just go double check and make sure you have communications from Waypoint turned on, or else you will not get notified if you get invited. A lot of people make that mistake.
Yes.
We have the Halo Spotlight from last week to cover. And I do not have this scene quite configured yet with all the webcams and the web browser. So we're going to do kind of an intermediate and just do the web page.
All right. There we go. All right.
So we're going to be going through our picks of the week. First one we have is, of course, Creme de la Creme, the top pick.
Of course.
From DJ's making a whole bunch of hand gestures because no one can see him right now.
And none of them are inappropriate.
No, they're not. They're not. So, yeah, we got this first one here. This one is from Logan Carroll. A really, really beautiful piece.
I do like it. It's really good.
Yes.
It really is.
It'd be a good book cover.
Yeah.
Yep. You can check out Logan's ArtStation and Instagram page. They're probably linked from the website that you can see there at the bottom of the picture. And there's a couple of other artists that we normally follow just as Podtacular. We haven't been able to go through everything just yet. Hopefully we'll get to some of those next week. Folks like Archangel, EzelVFX, Pixel Flare, which I'm sure all of them have done some infinite art that's been inspired by the trailer at some point. I know some of the stuff is in here, not everything is, so we'll eventually get to some of that stuff in later episodes. Bo Diddley, have you heard? What? What pins?
Bo Diddley, have you heard?
I'm not sure what that's a reference to, to be honest.
It was the theme song from Pens' Wedding.
Oh.
He was practicing, he was seven, there was a pillow involved, I don't know. Okay. Oh, it's the first line of the song Hand Jive. That's also probably what it is. I have issues.
Okay. All right, first pick that we have here is from GT. Do you think we'll ever meet them? By Last Name Silver. Very reminiscent of the Starry Night video from the Halo
That's
3 promotional cycle.
Me.
It's very well done. Guess I can say this a little bit better. The next one is also from you. Rowler versus Silosis. However you pronounce that. By Rowler1 on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of has a ODST cross Halo Wars 2 vibe. Kind of having that security / ODST style armor. And then you have a Banished Brute with a lot of armor modifications on the opposing side.
Significant level of anger. I can already tell you what the ODST is saying right now. I swear to God, I didn't hear you ask for no cheese. Oh, I'm not eating cheese. You know, now he's hungry. He's banished. Hungry banished does not equal good things. I feel like that's just not going to result in a really good scenario.
Nope. And we know that they love their fresh meat.
Also true.
Lightning from Halo 2. Yes. They like it seared a certain way. We're just pulling a whole bunch of Halo 2 lines out right now. It's awesome. Next one we have here is He Died a Hero by @LordShax. Gonna blow us up a little bit so the stream can see a little bit better.
Is that Johnson?
That looks like Johnson and Chief walking out of the control room in Halo 3.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Oh, sweet Johnson.
Sweet
Johnson. Yeah. And we're rolling right along with GT's picks, because the next one's also his. We've got Chibi Chief by SpiritPD on Twitter, in the style of all the chibi art.
Yeah, which is so cute.
It's adorable.
It is. It certainly is. I will not deny that. And let's see. Next one we have here, I believe, DJ, yours is up next. Hold Your Breath by Sir Scar 3.
Yes. One of the most impactful scenes, in my opinion, in Ford Under Dawn, the movie that they did, was when they were hiding in that in the arms locker room, and you see the elite walks in, and all you see is the feet in the water, and the way they do the depressions in the water is active camos on, and you see his breath come out, and everybody just freezes. And it's that realization that you have no idea how to fathom what exactly is in that room with you. It is a terrifying onset of panic that you just don't want to breathe. You're not sure what they can hear, what's going to happen, and realizing that it's actually a Sangheili, and on top of that, a Sangheili warrior who is not in the best of moods, I'll be honest. This is that same scenario. Hide. Do not breathe. If you pass out, that will make less noise than you right now. Just don't fall over immediately. But yeah, you think about that on top of the fact that they're already gigantic compared to an adult human. Now you've got a child trying not to be caught by this gigantic creature.
Yep.
Who, for all we know in this picture, could actually be the nanny on a, you know, who's playing hide and seek with a sword that, you know, maybe they're practicing in the event that they are actually attacked by the banished. Could be friend, could be foe. I don't know. But I do know right now that kid doesn't want to get found unless the arm is coming out of the background. And then that means the whole piece is alive and this has turned into a horror game. I'm going to stop talking.
Okay. Should we move on?
Sure. But I do love it. The shading, the coloring, everything.
Yeah, it's done really well. Actually, the red lighting effects too have that Halo Reach vibe too whenever you go into the station at the in Winter Contingency. So got a little bit of that as well. Next one is my pick. This is Halo Infinite by Mao Minx. And there's an animated version that I'm going to pull up here. Really?
Have fun!
Well, I guess there is an animated version on a locked Twitter account.
Yep. What do you mean this account owner is over their limit for who can view their tweets? What kind of nonsense is that, Twitter? You're only allowed to be viewed by so many people, and then you've got way too many engagements.
That's weird. Yeah. Supposedly, there's an animated version. This is the still version of it. That's so weird.
I wonder if the infinite version is just like, you know, like if you have an angle where you're doing picture in picture, and all of a sudden there's like infinite you going all the way into forever. I wonder if that's it. All of a sudden, Chief just fragments infinitely in the background. That would be hilarious. I do that often just for fun. Try and lick myself or punch myself in the face. It's hilarious. I mean, who wouldn't?
Yep. That's weird. The original is also like restricted. That's
GG Twitter. Way to fail. We'll go find it on Instagram. You know, your competitor. Yeah, dorks.
Next one here is Battle by Old Gold Jack. Let me enlarge it again. Just a nice forest scene. Kind of gives you that Halo CE vibe. You have Marines and Warthogs going up against Hunters, Jackals, Grunts, and Elites. You have the Covenant-style blockers and the towers. This kind of gives a Halo 2 vibe as well. All in all, it's just a really pretty piece.
Also a continuation from a piece that we saw earlier. So, obviously, ODST did not hear the request about no cheese. It spawned a fight, two camps battling it out. Now, this is what happens when barbecues get out of control, and then, of course, it starts raining, because why wouldn't it start raining? Stop putting cheese on everything, people. Some people just don't digest it. And a gassy Girolani is an unhappy Girolani. They smell already. Imagine how bad their farts are. I have puppies. I can only imagine that they're worse.
Broods are worse, yeah.
Broods are definitely worse.
I would agree.
So I'm just saying,
yep.
If you're taking an active order for fast food with people that you're trying to, like, you know, be peaceful with, if they say no cheese, no cheese. Super simple.
There you go. Pins is just like, what are we talking about?
Where did this come from?
Next one we have is an honorable mention by Ezel VFX, one of our favorites here on the show. Simply titled Avery Johnson, the mythical man himself.
No smoking.
Rest in peace.
Yep. That's okay. Chief went back and got him. We saw it earlier.
Yep. Next one we have is GT's final pick, Craig Brohammer.
Hey, everybody's got to love Craig.
Yes.
Everybody loves me. I love Craig. Craig is me. I smell flowers.
You smell flowers or fingers. You smell like flowers tonight, Craig?
I feel like both. I was rubbed down with a lot of lavender to calm me.
Okay. And how does that make you feel?
I don't know. Mostly just spacey. But on the upside, I have more time before people try and kill me. Which is awesome.
Fair enough. More time for you to plot your revenge, huh?
No, just more times to figure out how many different ways I can throw Chuck.
Shut up! Oh my god! Stop throwing me.
All right, well, we'll see how that goes. Thank you for chiming in, Craig.
He's already left the room. I think he's going for the puppies. He wants snacks. Oh, okay.
Snacky snacks. Next one we have on the list is one of mine. This one is titled Hero by Yuri L343.
I like it.
Yeah, this one's nice. This one has the chief models in a universal style kind of spacey poster. Has the Halo CE, Halo 2 Anniversary, Halo Infinite Master Chief, and then it's a Halo 4 Master Chief, but the green is very washed out to be silvery. I don't know if they did that on purpose, but I think it's supposed to be the Halo 4 Master Chief.
Maybe Halo 5. I love the style.
Yeah, me too. It's kind of like that comic hero style posters that we've seen from a lot of things like the Marvel and DC movies as of late.
Yep. But also with almost a hand-drawn, stylized Stranger Things feel to it.
Yes. Yes, very much so. And Penn said it's Halo 5 because there's no battle scar on the chest piece. Good catch, Penn's. He also says he has it downloaded. He loves that one.
Nice.
Next one is another honorable mention by Jafet Meza, one of the big Halo composers within the community. This is just the very simple Master Chief and Arbiter pose from Halo 3, titled Machine in Flesh. Actually, that's probably a callback to Halo 2, not Halo 3.
I would have paired this song with the opening track for Golden Girls.
I haven't seen really? Golden Girls? So I wouldn't know.
Thank you for being a friend. Dun, 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 dun. No? Nobody? Wait, was that the theme for Golden Girls? I don't know. I just remember that song like from my childhood.
I don't know what that's.
The Golden Girls house just recently went on sale.
Was that a real house?
Yeah.
Oh, I figured it was a sound studio.
There was an actual house that I believe they shot the outside shots with.
Ah.
And it actually went up for sale for like $2 million.
Wow. Huh? That's kind of cool. But yeah, no, I would have paired that image with just be like, thank you for being a friend. And if you could have done like and animate it, like the progression shot of them drawing it and then the final swipe at the end, and then it just fades to black. But thanks, bud.
Fair enough. Penn says you're right that it was Golden Girls.
Yay. Perfect.
So there you go. Next one is another honorable mention. This one's coming from Rookie 425. It's just titled Major. Kind of looks like a younger Del Rio with colored hair.
He looks like the guy who played the android in Aliens.
Let's see. The caption on the tweet actually says, I always thought Lance Henriksen.
Yeah.
Would fit into Halo perfectly. What do you guys think?
Absolutely 100% agree. 100% agree. Well, have you seen Alien or Aliens?
We had this discussion last week.
I know, but and have you seen it yet?
No.
What is... Why are you wasting time? I need... These are staples in all... Like, you should have seen these as a teenager. They were more effective and less unimpressive because of special effects as they have developed. But there are so many nods and inspirations within Halo from those movies, which are classic sci-fi cornerstone, like, monoliths in the sci-fi genre.
I understand that. I plan to get to
them. I bet he hasn't watched any of the Predator movies either.
Please tell me that's not true.
Not the older ones. I have seen...
Duststorm, what the f*** are you doing? All right, we need movie night, Dusty. That's it. Show's over, people. We're going... We got to catch him up. Just kidding. But seriously, though? Come on. All right, I know what's going to happen. We're not having PAX, but we're definitely having social distancing movie day where that's it. Everybody takes a vacation day, and we're just going to power through movies together, and we're just going to be on the phone. Like, we're going to be on a giant conference call, like, yes, yes, no, yes, he just stabbed him through the, yeah, no, those were his intestines, and now he's using it as a weapon. That's right.
Well, they're very strong intestines. Still?
I think so. I know that Amazon Prime does.
Yeah, but everyone who's watching has to be an Amazon Prime member.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. You're an Amazon Prime member, aren't you?
Yeah, but if other people are watching along, then they're not... Unless they're Prime members, they can't watch along. And that means everyone has to buy that movie in order to do the watch along.
Oh, I want you to watch it. We can just broadcast voices on Twitch.
Yeah. We just need to see your reaction, sir. I want to see the whole, like, I'm looking through my fingers expression from you.
I don't do horror very well. And, like, the latest Predator one is not in line with some of the older style stuff, but that one was kind of borderline.
There's
not comfortable.
Predator. It's great. But, so, anyways, Alien and Aliens are the only two I really require. The other ones, you eventually are going to have to get there. And it's only funny because...
It's not any worse than going through the library the first time.
Yeah, also true. But it's interesting because Duststorm is not a small person. Like, you're 6'3", 6'4"?
6'5".
6'5"? He's a giant. This guy's a giant.
No, John Friend's a giant.
John Friend is like on dang near 7 feet. That guy's huge.
I think he's 6'9", 6'10"?
Yeah. Very, very, he should have been a Spartan. Could have made him
a
Spartan.
Yes. I think is he taller than the world's tallest Spartan, or is he taller than
No,
John's
the tallest person in the world right now.
Okay.
If not, he should be considered it.
He's the tallest person in the world, but probably
John
the tallest
is just,
Halo fan.
Yeah, John is just stupid huge. Not John Friend, John, the other
right.
John.
The tallest Spartan,
it's funny,
John.
World's tallest Spartan's name is also John.
Yes, yes.
But like,
which is totally ironic.
He's he's like 7 foot. When with all of his armor on, he stands at like, I want to say 7'3", 7'4".
He's lanky too.
Insane to stand next to him because I'm like, I can pat your belly with my shoulder. He's that big. It's just absurd. It's painful.
Yeah, Austin, we hope there's another Outpost too. That was a lot of fun. I think a lot of people want to see Outpost, and I think 343 does too. It's just a matter of, like, we don't know how well it met their metrics or what. So we just have to wait and see.
And I'll
we'll
say
see.
This about Outpost.
They'll let us know when they know.
I would imagine that right now the tiered level of focus is obviously Infinite and MCC getting those locked away. Establishing a good method of practice and a good standards of practice for public events nationwide, especially industry-wide, before continuing further into a planning stage for logistics and locking in vendors. So I think all of those steps would probably need to be accomplished first before there'll be an announcement. But just make sure you're following at Halo Outpost and at Halo for information for whenever or if ever it leaks.
Well, hopefully it's not there a leak and hopefully it's an announcement.
Hopefully it's an announcement.
Is released. Yeah, we don't tolerate leaks. Leaks are leaks are poop.
Speaking of leaks. Oh.
Jesus.
Oh, jeez. Next one is my pick. This one is titled The Fall of Reach by Goji Soros.
I like it.
And it's,
you know,
kind
what?
Of a...
The first thing that popped in my head when I saw this.
What?
And Dust is probably not going to get this one. Warlords.
Yep, agreed.
Oh yeah, a little
you
bit.
You can hear that noise that the noise that they make when they're the weapons fire. You know, it basically sounds like a 60s. Yeah, a 1960s Star Trek tricorder just stuffed into an amplifier. It's basically what it is.
Interesting.
Yeah,
haven't seen that one either.
Yeah, I kind of figured.
Wait, have you not seen War of the Worlds either?
No.
I'm failing.
I'm glad
DJ
the chat
friend
can't
right
see
now.
The look of disdain, disappointment, and expectation on my face right now.
DJ's like, how are we friends right now?
I feel like I failed you as a friend because these are things that I should have required. I mean, I just assumed incorrectly that when I took this post, we had the baseline of common threads were in place. We had Halo. I figured everything else was already there. You've played through the Flood, and yet you haven't watched Aliens.
Here, how about this? I have off Monday through Wednesday next week, and I'm taking part of that time to clean the basement.
Heck yeah.
Give me one movie to watch, and I will put it on my TV while I clean up. What's the one movie that you want me to watch?
Well, chat, I'm gonna need your help. You're gonna need to help us out on this one because there are two things to watch.
I'm gonna switch back to this other view
for
now.
Switch back to the cameras, and I'll explain why. How many people in chat have seen Alien and Aliens, right? So, definitively, historically, Aliens is considered by far the best out of the whole series.
Pins, I'll pay attention. It's not like I'm gonna be like going in and out of the room. It's more like me bringing something, sorting through it, seeing what I need to put in a bin or put somewhere else. So it's not like I'm going to just completely have it in the background. I'm going to pay attention to it.
So actually, you need to watch Aliens. Aliens is best because Aliens has, because of the crew, and there's the military crew in there is also very influential in some of the character developments that have happened in Halo. So yeah, Aliens. It's the second film in the series. The first one is... It's a little longer, a little drawn out. It's an 80s. It's a late 70s, early 80s film. So it's 1978, 77, 78. And it is longer. It is breathtakingly beautiful in its art and in its scapes. You can see the ship influence but game over, man. Game over. That came from Aliens.
I did know that, but that's like one of the only...
Did you, though?
I just know a couple of quotes. Yeah, I knew it came from that, but other than that, I don't know a lot about it.
So let's say Aliens. All right,
is that from Aliens 2, Pins?
Yes.
His second line that he's had in chat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's all. Like, it's all part of it. Ripley is one of, and that's why I thought this was my biggest argument when everybody was like, "Yo, Wonder Woman, the." Like, we've finally got a female hero in an action movie. And I was like, really? Explain to me who Ellen Ripley is then. Because I'm not mistaken, she was pretty badass. So.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
so
she's
I'm
awesome.
Watching Aliens
granted, she's
next
not
week.
Wonder Woman. That's different. But yeah.
All right. So I'm watching Aliens next week.
Awesome. Awesome okay. Action heroes. Yeah.
So if it's on Netflix, I'll watch it on Netflix. If not, I'll rent it on Amazon Prime.
There we go. Right.
And I'll probably have nightmares the following night.
No. But you will consider indigestion differently from here on out.
Oh, great.
Gas pains will always start to alarm you early.
Oh, jeez. Okay. Back to the article so we can finish that up.
I gotta find something.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, geez.
Do it.
Okay. Well, I'll try to get through this quickly so we can go back to cameras here in a second.
All right, let's do this.
Next one was scrolling on my main. Okay, I think we're past all the renders, and we're down to this one, which I think is mine. Yeah. So this is my last pick. Master Chief and Brohammer by Luminous Cactus. Helps if I'm zoomed in. There you go. This was
Observing
on Reddit.
Property.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got Brohammer and Chief exploring the the Halo ring, Zeta Halo. Very cool art piece. Next one we have is... Oh, jeez, I didn't even see this one. I just want to stop on this one just because of the caption on it. This one's titled Yeet.
Yes, that was one of mine. Yep.
Oh, it was?
Oh, No. I chose the other one.
Right.
Well, that's Yeet. Remember? I said Chuck. It's from Chuck and Yeet.
Yep.
Chuck and his brother Yeet. That's his brother Yeet. Or at least was.
Catch me, right, I'm flying.
Right. This is by Noisy Rush on Twitter. And then the next one we have here is, I think it's going to be yours, DJ. Scrolling. Oh, wow. We passed a lot of stuff, but that's all right.
Yeah.
Oh, those are cool. Let me see how fast I can scroll. There are some cornhole boards that someone made.
What the heck?
Yeah. A Cortana and the Master Chief one.
Nice. Those are great.
Yep.
Those are awesome.
Yep. This is by Groot42's uncle on Reddit.
Also, don't try and play cornhole with puppies around. It is just a failed experiment. It's a real failed experiment because they take everything either in the air or as soon as it lands on the board, it's gone, and they've shredded it beans everywhere. It's bad. Just saying.
They need to make.
I love it. That's great.
I don't know. Would you be able to make dog safe bean bags or like bean bags tough, sure, enough where they couldn't be? Like, would you use denim? Yeah, denim with that?
I gave my dog a Kevlar reinforced pillow to sleep on. She shredded it.
Wow.
So I guess not.
And did you rename your dog Shredder? Cujo or Psycho?
Did you name your dog Shredder?
Wow. Please tell.
Next time we have this, we'll have the cameras and the screen up so you guys can see our reactions to this.
I feel like there's a Chanel joke in there somewhere.
Oh, gosh. Next one is another honorable mentions. This is by Inner Daler 2. This is another one of her chalk pieces.
That's remember a
she
great
did,
chalk.
She had the chalk one last time.
Yeah.
So this is the start demo screen from the demo, basically that in chalk.
Cool.
Which is absolutely incredible. And then we have DJ's last one, the Banished Scarab made out of Lego.
Is that made out of Legos or is that made out of, or those Lego
I'm
blocks?
Guessing that's probably Lego.
Probably, I would say because of the pieces and the uniqueness of the pieces, I would say it's probably Lego. As a kid who grew up with Legos, and that was my biggest form of creativity. I had a couple hundred thousand pieces. I had tons. I had boxes, and I was meticulously organized about them. So everything was in. All of the used butter dishes that my mom would save up. They were used to categorize and sort out all of my pieces, so I could take these thousands upon thousands upon thousands of pieces and make just about anything in my own way. This is genius. I absolutely love this. Obviously, this is from Halo Wars 2, the Banished Scarab. It's really well detailed. The armor plating, but it's not complete armor plating, but there's pieces to it. And I love how it looks. It's symmetric. In my opinion, it's really, really well done. Like, could be submitted to it for one of the Lego Maniac Awards.
So, look at the link I just posted in the chat. Because there's a few other pictures to go with this, and it looks like they're making instructions for how to build it.
Oh, really?
Yep. Ooh. There's an accompanying, it looks like a locust, but it has smaller legs.
Yeah. Look at that. There's a driver's seat inside.
Yep. What? And it's roughly 5,000 pieces.
That's incredible. Not surprising that it's that many pieces, but... Yeah, that's a heck of a construction.
And the legs bend and move, and you can position it.
Yeah, I was looking at the joints. That's incredibly well done.
Mm-hmm.
So, look, based on the colors and the shapes, these are Star Wars sets that he used, that whoever this person used, in order to create this. If you're looking at those are some of the, those angles and those pieces are from the Rebel Fighters.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's great. Look at that. The crossover is incredible.
Yeah.
Well done.
It's really, really well done. That's one of the cleaner Lego builds I've seen for a Halo set.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Nicely done.
Yep. And then yours is also next, I believe.
Is it really?
You got your die for the Banished.
What are we dying for the Banished here?
Your other grunt one. This is by Tom. Oh, this is the honorable mention, Tom Jurassic. But you had requested it too.
That is that's Chuck and Yeet right there. Chuck up top, Craig in the bottom.
Yep.
In one of Chuck's.
Yeet was already thrown earlier.
Yep. Yeet was first one. Here comes Chuck. What's up, Chuck?
That will never get old.
Yep. Never.
That will never get old.
I am here to stay. I love it. I just get airsick.
And then we go down to the bottom, wrapping things up with Sticker Boy. Yep. The High Prophet of Craig, Vice Minister of Meme Quality.
That's so great. I love it. Sticker Boy wins. There we go.
I think that's just perfect. I didn't know Craig became a prophet or was prophet for some time.
I mean, at this point, I feel like we should start a religion, but, you know.
I mean, at this point, we've got some extra time to organize it.
The Church of Craig.
There so that's we go. It for the spotlight that we have. Of course, there's a whole bunch of more stuff on there, so feel free to go on over and check it out.
We highly recommend you do that.
Yeah, there's lots of good stuff on there that we did not get to. In other Halo 8 Point news, there was a balance update for Halo Wars 2, their Season 15 balance update. It's crazy that they've had that many seasons come through.
Mm-hmm.
So there's various balance fixes to UNSC units, leaders, and also Banished units and leaders. There's a whole write-up by Postums over on the forums. They also have a little bug fix. The Alice 130 Phoenix log now displays the correct date in Italian. There's a global change for mines. Building damage has been reduced by 50%. Then most of the other stuff is balance updates. So if you want to go check that out, head on over to aka.ms/HW2Season15. So Halo Wars still getting those updates.
Yeah.
Good to see that still going.
Yeah, it is.
For social posts, we have a couple of things. We have Fanfiction Friday. The San Shayum, also known as Prophet, served as the head of the Covenant Empire, governing over the Covenant religious and political concerns before the fallout of the Great Schism brought their reign to an end. Yep.
Ta-da!
Yep.
Along with Fel Vedum's sword.
Yes. He was silenced. And that was it. That was the end.
I will have my revenge on a prophet, not a plague.
Not a plague. MCC Pro Series returns this Saturday with the first open Halo 3 PC 4v4 tournament.
Well,
compete for cash prizes and a spot in the next $5,000 pro tournament. Stay tuned at Faceit on Twitter and registration info later this week. So it was, they went off for a little bit, but now it's back. So this coming Saturday, by the time you hear this, so not the 15th, but on the 22nd will be the first open tournament. And then the following week will be the pro tournament. So the top 8 teams from the open tournament go into the pro tournament with the other 8 teams that are already top ranked. And the cycle keeps going. So there's at least 2 of those cycles coming in over the next couple of weeks. The Halo subreddit reaches 500,000 followers.
Nice.
Cool.
Yeah, that's quite a milestone. That's a lot of Halo fans.
Yes.
So congrats to our friends over at the Halo subreddit. Nicely done. And then to wrap things up on the official news side of things, which will kind of lead into our discussion later on, as after we get through the rest of the community update, Halo Infinite has been delayed.
What? When was this announced? I have heard nothing about this on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, in the mail, email.
YouTube.
Chats, YouTube, Venmo, Vimeo. Oh, I'm sure somebody started mailers already. Oh, mailing my lists. God, panic!
The days of mailing lists. So we'll get into that a little bit later, the details of that. But on Tuesday, Chris Lee put out a tweet on the Halo Twitter saying that the game has been delayed. We'll get into the details of that here in a little bit.
Yep.
Over on the community highlights side of things, we have an article from 4chub, which is basically just recapping the delay post from Chris Lee, so not really much new there. Over on the community content side of things, we've got some new podcasts for you to listen to, other than ours. We have episode 139 of HGS Pro Talk called Pro Talk to Pro Play. Podcast Evolved has three new episodes. Their Mission Debrief episode 109, Halo Wars 2, The Mission from the Deep. Build with Blocks has Halo Infinite Mega Construct Set Breakdown Part 1. And then episode 218 of their mainline show titled Live Monthly News. They've also started dabbling into the live podcast recording stuff as well. Sacred Icon Halo has episode number 43, How Nostalgia Can Help a Franchise, featuring Podtacular.
Really?
Yes. So we actually, this past weekend, you guys who listened to the show have probably already seen this episode, but our episode 747 was actually a two-parter. We partnered up with Sacred Icon Halo to have kind of a dual topic podcast. We talked about how nostalgia can hurt a franchise on our show, and then we talked about how nostalgia can help a franchise on the Sacred Icon Halo show. So it's kind of two sides of the same coin. Lots of good discussion back and forth between both of us. So both Brian and Josh over from the Sacred Icon show came over to our side, and we talked about that. And then... For goodness sakes, DJ.
Sorry.
And then I went over to their podcast and talked about the other side of things. So to get the full effect, listen to both episodes. So episode 43 of theirs and episode 747 of ours.
There you go.
I would love to have joined you, but I was at work.
Yeah. It's okay. And it was early, it would have been really early for DJ. And I know mornings are DJ's puppy time. One of these times, we'll hopefully get them on where we can have everybody involved with that show. But highly recommend you checking out that episode, because I'm a little biased because I'm on it. But we had a really good discussion about nostalgia helping and hurting, and how that kind of affects the dynamic of fandom of a franchise. So good discussions all around.
Who was the first person to use the word mania in the conversation?
I don't know if that word actually came up.
Well, then I guess we haven't finished the conversation yet. Part two coming eventually.
Oh, geez. You mean part three?
Four, five. Who knows?
Oh, geez. And then Halo Outreach Podcast has their episode 45. Their title's kind of clickbaity, so I'm not going to read it. But yeah. Over on the YouTube side of things, we've got a couple of videos I want to highlight. Hidden Xperia has a video titled Why Halo Infinite Being the Last Halo for 10 Years Are So Exciting and Worrying. Take that with a little grain of salt just from the title. The discussion that he has is really good, but I don't think anyone has said that Halo Infinite is going to be the only Halo for the next 10 years. I know Chris Lee said that it's going to be the next only Halo for the foreseeable future,
right?
But I don't think there was an actual year associated to that. But aside from the title, he has a really discussion on what benefits there are from having a franchise kind of take on this game as a service role. And then he takes some examples of other games that have suffered from trying to approach a game's platform type thing and have kind of failed or stumbled. So kind of looking at both sides of the coin there. Although some of his worrying things, I don't see why he's worried about those things, but
well, I have some concerns. Let's put it that way, but
That's natural.
They're questions that won't be answered until the game's out, so there's no reason to bring them up now.
So there's that one. There's one from Green Skull. We got 16 players to cease fire in Halo CE matchmaking. And they actually got people to cease fire in a hang 'em high CTF game on Halo CE. They went from playing to, like, people started just saying, okay, we're doing only melees, and then people just were just messing around and just having a party. Like, somehow in matchmaking, everyone agreed to actually playing the game and just have fun. Just,
well, Greenskull has a pretty commanding presence in game.
Back in the Halo 3 days.
I would love to say that I convinced people to stop swordlining and play the game, but it's not the truth. I just kept killing them.
that's a method of convincing them not to.
It's an effective one.
Yes. We've got Ascent Hyperion Destiny 2 Leviathan raid working in Halo.
Yes, and there is a familiar face in there.
There are a few familiar faces in there.
I mean, that are currently.
Did they really recreate the Leviathan raid?
So Ascent Hyperion recreated part of it.
He recreated the baths section of the Leviathan raid, of the first raid for Destiny 2. The baths part. Which I've I have not currently played it. I don't do that part of that game. But it was really amazing because a lot of the things that are triggers in that encounter, Halo 5's Forge is not designed to do. So he had to forge his own tools to make it do what he wanted it to do.
Really?
Yeah,
that's cool.
This thing
so
was
using
nuts.
The scripting and different. He basically used objects as slide triggers.
Interesting.
And other things to recreate the experience of that particular encounter in the raid.
Yep.
So how many times did it really take you to get it complete?
Just twice. The first time. Either something messed up in the scripting because we all thought that we were doing things as we were supposed to be doing, but things weren't triggering like they were supposed to. That could have been us just not quite understanding the mechanics that as he explained it to us, or there was in fact something wrong the first time around.
Mm-hmm.
But the second time around, we did it without too much of a problem, and that was like even practice for the folks that were playing against us too. So even with that, we were able to get the second time done without really much of an issue. But yeah, it was an interesting experience. Everyone that all the Halo content creators that you know that actually participated in this don't really play Destiny, which is kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
But in a way, like Ascend was. Thought that was a really good thing too, because it's like, okay, you don't understand what raid is, so you'll get this from a fresh perspective.
Yeah,
exactly.
I'm scrolling through it right now, and it's really impressive.
I thought it was really. It gives a different point of view to your average Halo player.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a very interesting way to approach things. And granted, one of the reasons why I didn't really latch on to Destiny from when it came out as Destiny 1 was just how much grindy the game was. But having this kind of small experience was actually fun to play in Halo. And it'd be cool to see something like that be able to be done for maybe more mini-games type stuff in Halo Infinite. Kind of adding some of those other scripting mm-hmm. things that enables that to be made a lot easier.
Yeah.
And yeah, Pins, he actually came up with his own lore for this specific run.
Oh, yeah.
That's genius.
Yeah. So definitely check it out if you haven't already. It's over on Ascend Hyperion's channel. And yes, I was one of the six Spartans doing the raid, along with CAA over from the Halopedia side of things. Duquesne23, Toafreak was there. One of Ascend Hyperion's community folks was there, and then Mr. High Hopes was also in there. And that was the six of us who did the raid. That was all the videos that I wanted to highlight of note. Again, no update on the artwork, because I haven't had time to go through those just yet. But if we head over to Community Musings, we have a Halopedia Trivia Tuesday.
All right. Let's see, like for Trivia that? Tuesday, did you know that in October 2014, thanks to the charity Child's Play, Andrew...
Good luck.
Andrew and Matt Riley visited 343 Industries. They got to become characters in Halo 5 Guardians and help design the Hellcat armor that appeared in the game.
Interesting.
Andrew, nice. I would love to say your last name, but I'm not going to insult you by trying.
Thivia Nathan? I think it's Thivia Nathan.
Okay.
Or Thivianathan?
I was going to say Thivianathan.
Yeah.
I'm not going to try it.
Yep. I think that's wise.
Name, so I do not blame you for that. I will put it in the chat for those who care to see it. It's a difficult name for sure.
Let's put it this way: Spellcheck doesn't understand it.
Yeah, it's like what is this gibberish that you put down? Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah,
very cool. I don't think I've seen that armor before.
It always reminded me of Mass Effect 3.
Oh yeah.
Very Mass Effect-y.
Yeah,
the red armor that you can get with the DLC.
Right.
I forget the name of it completely, but
it's been a while since I've touched Mass Effect, so
I kind of want to get back into it just because I miss the multiplayer so much. But
yeah. I did actually boot up Mass Effect on, because I think it's back combat on my on Xbox One. So just to kind of go ahead and create another profile, but at some point, once I get past Halo Mole and some other stuff, I actually want to stream that on my personal channel and go through the game again. And possibly with my wife, too, just having her watch it, because Mass Effect, for me, was one of those other games that really had an engaging campaign and story that was akin to Halo. Granted, Halo also had the story, but they also had the multiplayer. So like Halo was just kind of that big package, but the Mass Effect universe was just so cool and engaging, and then Mass Effect 2 added on to it. Mass Effect 3 it kind of has mixed feelings from the community at large, but the multiplayer in Mass Effect 3 was a pretty big deal.
Dude, I was a god with Geth Prime.
I was never able to get into the Mass Effect series for some reason.
I could never get into the Gear series, so I can understand, like, some series are good for...
It's that rally
I played clear through Gears 2, and after I got through it, I felt no desire to even ever play the game again.
I got through Gears 1. I ended up getting Gears 3 and played the Horde mode with some friends. But other than that, I haven't really played Gears too much. I know there's people that absolutely love the Gears franchise.
Yeah.
And I have some good close friends that love Gears, but after playing the first game's campaign in Gears, it felt like a grind.
Mm-hmm. No pun intended. Thing over and over.
Yeah.
Now, if they named it something different as it went on, you could have had Gears and then O-rings, and then valves, and then pistons, and then the crossover for all those games is called Engine. We'll just block that out.
Trademark.
Get it.
Oh, jeez.
All right, anyways. Moving on. So, shall we dive into it?
Yeah. So, let's talk about this delay.
Yes, Bananas in Pajamas, the reboot, has officially been announced as being delayed as a new horror franchise for FX. No, wait, that's not what you're talking about, is it?
No, no. the other delay.
Oh, you mean Halo Infinite?
Yeah, yes. That one.
The correct choice in how to develop a video game.
Yes. So I'm going to go ahead and read what Chris Lee posted on Twitter. This was Tuesday that this announcement came out. Thankfully, the response to this was positive, overwhelmingly positive. But let me go ahead and read this. Today, I want to share an important Halo Infinite development update with the community. We have made the difficult decision to shift our release to 2021 to ensure the team has adequate time to deliver a Halo game experience that meets our vision. The decision to shift our release is the result of multiple factors that have contributed to development changes or challenges, including the ongoing COVID-related impacts affecting us all this year. I want to acknowledge the hard work from our team at 343 Industries, who have remained committed to making a great game and finding solutions to development challenges. However, it is not sustainable for the well-being of our team for the overall success of the game to ship this holiday. We know this will be disappointing to many of you, and we all share in that sentiment. The passion and support the community has shown over the years has been incredible and inspiring. We want nothing more than to play our game with the community this holiday. The extra time will let us finish the critical work necessary to deliver the most ambitious Halo game ever at the quality we know our fans expect. Thank you for your support and understanding. Chris Lee, Studio Head, Halo Infinite.
Yep. And it's the right choice.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
We talked about it on this show before when Cyberpunk 2077 announced the fact that it was going to be delayed until further notice because of these very same issues. And all of us agreed, look, we'd rather play that game in its full version. And yet it's at its perspective best, according to the artists and the vision of the team that crafted it, than to play something that is tantamount to Fallout 76, which, let's be honest, that was a complete crap show.
Yeah.
And it took how long for them to fix that? It's still not functioning completely correctly. Now, that being said, you look at other games that weren't necessarily developed correctly and they pushed them out too fast. Mass Effect Andromeda. Hello, Dumpster Fire. What the actual crap happened there? I don't know.
Did you hear what GT said? He said Master Chief Collection.
Right? So that was my next point was, when you look at what happened with Master Chief Collection and the amount of absolute toxicity that came because of a release of a game series that wasn't quite right, wasn't quite ready, and they bowed to the whims of a date instead of holding true to the integrity of the vision that the studio had in order to create this. Sorry, but we see what happens when you push a product and it's not ready. And I want to point this out because I've had this conversation with somebody who made this made a point in a different chat about, well, I do IT from home and, you know, I don't see why there's a problem and it should be delayed. I guess if they feel like they're not ready, maybe they should have been doing other things and blah, 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 blah. I have friends who are graphic artists who are doing just fine at home. Here's the thing that I think everybody needs to make sure that they're keeping into consideration for those who don't necessarily share this perspective and opinion that it's a good thing. Doing a single job is not necessarily affected if you have the right system in order to perform your craft. If you're talking about graphic artists, you're talking about modelers, you're talking about level creators, they require a very robust system, technologically speaking, in order to build those elements, to house the baselines, to house all of the pieces that they use to create these elements. Oftentimes, they're network connected to corporate servers through massive trunk lines with gigabit internet, so they have instant access to the necessary tools that they have that they need in order to build these things out. These are not people working solo. They're working in cubicles on floors right next to each other. So if there's another integrated artist that has to be part of this, if I need these trees here to be shorter because they're running into the bottom of this and they're screwing up my kill zone, great. You run upstairs, you run over across the hallway to the artist and say, hey, can you drop them by like 6 inches? I just need them drop by 6 inches. Sure. Easy to do. When you're talking about integrating and coordinating all of these different elements from the character modelers, from the people who are running the voice and audio scripts, everything else that goes into this, working from a home studio, not the massive computer network that they have availability within the studio, because that's the way it was designed, yep, without playtest centers to be able to just push the build downstairs. Because anybody who spent time at 343, raise their hand. There's a test build center downstairs so they can push the build, say, to Bay 1. Okay, we're pushing this build down to Bay 1. They will compile it, push it, try it. Something doesn't work. All right, this didn't work. Hold on, we couldn't even get spawned in here. Whatever. Bloom. Okay, throw it back upstairs, run it. When you're talking about people who have to work from home, being able to do all of that and coordinate that is virtually impossible.
Yep.
So that really slows the process down, and people are not people who have had a negative response to this are not considering the nature of game development. It is a monster unlike any other kind of technological undertaking when it comes to building what we end up playing. And unless you are in game development, unless you are part of game development project management, I implore you to consider these things when you are making your tweets and having your temper tantrums online and coming up with crazy theories about what's happening in the background because, oh my God, this, that, and the other thing. There is oftentimes simple and easy to understand answers that only require very minimal deductive reasoning to accomplish coming to that conclusion. And going wild helter-skelter isn't helping anyone. But for those who did say, hey, we're doing good. This is fine. We're happy with this. Guess what? We're all on the same page here.
Yeah.
We're all on the same page. I'm fine waiting.
And every industry has been impacted by COVID. And Chris Lee said that in his letter. I'll call it a letter. And he said there were other impacts or other decisions that impacted that as well, which I know there's been a few people that have jumped conclusions on that as well. But at its simplest terms, I think, and we all agree, that they've made the right decision to, instead of pushing out a product that is not finished and does not have the polish that they want and they know what the community wants, they really have the community's best interest in mind. Like, they don't want to release a broken product. For them to stop the reins on this and say, no, we don't feel like we have to meet deadlines. We feel like the product is more important than deadlines. That's the right move. That's going to make it to where we're not going to have the issues that we had with MCC at launch. We're not going to have the issues that we had with Halo 5 Guardians at launch, where it was missing content that people were expecting day one. Like, the fact that Forge wasn't there for 3 months, and the fact that it only shipped with basically 3 game modes when other Halos have shipped with 7, 8, 9 game modes. Like, there was a lot of content that the community has come to expect from a Halo title that were not there at launch with Halo 5. And then MCC's matchmaking was just a cluster. And it wasn't even just matchmaking. The campaign was also bugged, and the checkpoints wouldn't work. They would crash. MCC was a massive technical undertaking, so definitely, like, as someone who's done a little bit of coding and software development on my own, I can definitely appreciate the complexity of incorporating 5 generations of game engines and software and libraries into one cohesive package. Like, do you know how many wrappers and wrappers and wrappers and wrappers they probably had to code just to get it to even be a stable build?
T-Pain times 10.
Wait, yeah.
What? And, that, I, and you
look,
know, I've
at,
always
look
said
at where
that
it is now. Like, the game that we have now in MCC is leaps and bounds over the initial build that we got.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So them making this decision to delay Infinite was, in my opinion, the right call to make.
Yep. 100%.
COVID.
100%.
COVID and whatever other issues that were impacting the game cycle. Like, I know a lot of people have made a comment that the graphical issues with the game is not where you would expect it for a game this close to launch, which I agree with. You would expect a little bit more polish. And, I mean, there's... like, if it was an older build, okay, that's fine. You would expect a better polish on it, which that may be a factor, we don't know. But for them to push it out, whether, like, graphics is a part of it or not, whatever, for them to come out to the community and say, yep, we feel it's going to be best for us to push it back, make sure that you get the product that you want, we're listening to you, we're not ignoring you.
Yep.
That was the good call to make on their part.
Yep. I know I harp on this a lot because I have expectations from people that I consider colleagues or consider to be people in the industry that I respect from a content creation standpoint.
AKA peers.
Peers, there we go. Here's the thing to remember. I had this conversation on my show before over on my channel about something regarding the fact that multiplayer was going to be free to everybody, right?
Free to play, yeah.
Free, it was free to play. And I made the statement, and somebody rolled in there that day and was having a, just having a panic attack. So they're like, but it means... No.
Was I there for that? I think I might
I think you were. And I said that it doesn't mean anything. Until you hear it from 343's mouths, it doesn't mean anything. I'm not going to sit around and substantiate rumor and conjecture. I'm not going to substantiate potential leaks from people who are clearly breaking their NDA to provide information that is not ready for the public to consume yet. When I hear it from 343's mouth, guess what? There we go. Now it's real. And dude came back in my chat and was like, see, now they announced it and I told you. Great. Well, now that they've announced it, it's something we can talk about. And then we can have that conversation. But until they say it, your imagination running wild does not help anything. And presenting it as though it is fact presents an ethical question of responsibility on your part for continuing to push a narrative of something that is not, in fact, confirmed by the only people who are able to confirm it. And that's the people at the studio.
Yes.
And again, if you're being told things that haven't been publicly released, more than likely, it's on the DL. Should you be putting that into the public? Probably not.
Nope.
If you're talking to somebody and you're under NDA and you're releasing that information, you're violating your NDA. It's a real simple, clear-cut, black and white issue. This is not a, well, except for, but kind of, and, or, I heard it over on, I don't care. Please understand that when we don't engage in those conversations, that's why.
Yep.
Just well, and here's being a perfect, real honest
here's a perfect
here.
Example, too. There was the, was it Gamer Fuel? The code redemption site that came up a couple of days ago and it had a tick down timer of when you could redeem your codes and it happened to be, what, December 1st, which was a Tuesday, and people were like, this is the confirmed date.
Right.
Let's see, the day afterwards, they announced a delay of the game.
Yep.
So everyone who I told, yeah, that's probably a placeholder. Yeah, I was right.
Just let it happen, people.
If you don't, if you don't have information from an official source, if it's not from 343, if it's not from Xbox, if it's not from a news outlet that has a quote from an Xbox or 343 representative, treat it as speculation. Treat it as rumor.
Yep.
Don't assume it's fact.
Yes. There is so much perpetuating, and there's so a lot of that leak stuff divides the community so much, and it gets people riled up in conversations that is just a waste of time.
Mm-hmm. And it makes you look dumb, because then when the truth actually comes out, well, if you weren't dead spot on in your rumor control manner, guess what? You were trying to confirm something, or at least incite a conversation on something that never is going to happen.
Yep.
So,
and a lot of those times, those leaks, even if they do turn out to be partially true, are only half part of the story.
Yep. There's I had a conversation with somebody who said, yeah, but this information came from an insider.
Okay.
A Halo insider. All right. Well, here's the thing. It shouldn't have, for starters. That person's violating their NDA.
Yep.
And breaking the integrity of the trust that was placed with them. And that's not somebody you should really consider trusting, if that's the truth. Also, you don't know what version, what build, what test mode they were trying out, or they were providing feedback for, whether or not that's considered officially part of it, or if they were just goofing around trying something different to see, hey, maybe this works, maybe it doesn't. We're not sure.
You know how many different games Halo was before it was Halo?
Yep. There's a reason why I have a very practiced response. I have no current or future information regarding any projects with 343 Industries or the Halo franchise. Because even if I did, I'm not telling you. I can't say anything. None of us can. End of story. So is anybody who's saying otherwise, well, you got to start asking yourself, how trustworthy is this person if they're giving away company secrets?
Yep.
Think about it, people. Think ahead of time before you start rolling out the panic tweets, before you start rolling out the content of, well, according to this potential source, this may be something that could occur possibly.
Yep.
That's not saying anything whatsoever. That's also not how news works. Hate to break it to you.
And I'm going to say, be cautious of those YouTubers who are making videos solely based on leaks or rumors or all that stuff, because that's just drumming up unnecessary attention.
Clickbait insane.
It is clickbait to the max. And I know there's people that gobble up clickbait.
Yep.
You are doing the community a huge disservice if you are going for clickbait and going for, oh, there's this bit of news, I need to react to this and put out a video within 2 hours and it's up. It's like, no. You need to slow down. You need to think about the repercussions of what this does to the community at large and think, what's going to be the best thing that contributes to the community in a positive manner? If it's something where it's like, okay, take the grapple hook, for example. Like, it was rumored that the grapple hook was going to be in there, and yeah, it was in there. You can talk about, okay, if a grapple hook were to be in here, what would be cool about it? What wouldn't be cool about it? Like, talk about things of like, treat it as a potential, not as something that is for sure in the game. Like, say it's like, okay, let's just toss that up as a random discussion idea instead of saying, oh, this is absolutely being in the game because it came from an insider, it came from a source who's known to leak known stuff. And I know there's plenty of people that take those for what they are, and there are some of those that reliably leak stuff and hint at stuff, and they are right 99% of the time. There is that 1% of the time where they're not.
Yep.
Yeah. Do not
just treat it as fiction until you hear it from 343.
Yep.
Yes.
And in the meantime, trust that these amazing and incredible artists, visionaries, storytellers, and technicians, programmers, engineers, musicians, voice actors, this collective of people, they're fans just like we are.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Their dedication to this franchise exceeds all of ours combined, because they're making it and they're putting up with all of the ridiculousness online and still doing an incredible job keeping it together and keeping their nose to the grindstone and just pushing this content forward. So the best thing we can do is to be supportive as a community, not engage with rumor and conjecture, don't give in to the fear, the panic, or the mania, but instead be helpful, be hopeful, and most of all, do what we do best. Enjoy Halo in all of its many different mediums.
Yep. Be smart about it. And Pins said something sadly that requires a measure of maturity that many don't have. Then learn about it. Like, it's not...
There are a lot of people out there that just need to act their age. There are people reacting to news that are acting like they're freaking six-year-olds.
Some of them probably are 6-year-olds.
I expect it from a 6-year-old. I don't expect it from my peers. There are people that are the same age as me. They know better. Unfortunately, I run into them way too often.
I will say for the three of us here on the show, we will acknowledge leaks. We will acknowledge rumor. We will take it as such, rumors and potential things that will come out for the game. But we will never take that stuff as fact until it comes from an official source. And like, we'll be happy to talk about things as rumors. Like, okay, well, we'll talk about it as if it happens.
Hypothetical discussion.
Exactly. Exactly. But we will never hear on the show. And if there's people that need to come here to get that dose of reality, then feel free to direct them to us. And we will be happy to talk about them on social media or Discord, podcast, whatever. The Halo community is in such a position right now where that kind of discussion is more damaging to the Halo fan base than it is helpful. And unfortunately, it's sad to see how many content creators and people in the community fall victim to that kind of stuff, either because they don't know any better, because that's the only content that they are exposed to, because that's how social media algorithms work. Unfortunately, they get sucked into an echo chamber, and sometimes they can't get out of it, which, yeah, sometimes that can't be helped, and we have to make sure that we gently pull them out and kind of help them understand that's not necessarily the right way to go about things.
Echo.
Right.
419.
Sorry, and I have one response to Penn's real quick that I just thought I have silence there for a quick second.
Yeah.
Because it'll probably be edited out. Penn's, of course, said, sadly, it requires a measure of maturity that many just don't have or care about. So, Penn's, my response to you is, F*** you, Penn's, who you call mature! Just kidding.
I will say this, and there is one really good thing
about
the delay that has nothing to do with the game. What is next year in the Halo universe?
Oh, that's just the 20-year anniversary. Like, it makes sense. It's 20 years later. Yeah.
So
also, with regards to that, it doesn't mean it's coming out in November, people.
No, it doesn't mean it's coming out in November. But
we'll get to that in a second.
But anyone want to think maybe another fan fest?
Another Halo Fest, please. And not the... Sorry, 343, but not the excuse of what you called Halo Fest in 2014. That, no. No. Give us Halo Fest like it was at PAX. Give us that experience. That's Halo Fest. Not the closed door special event media VIP only thing that was... I mean, granted, I'm very thankful that you invited me to go there. I am happy that I got to go there and see the things. And play all the things and meet the people.
It needs to be something for all Halo fans.
Yes, it needs to be...
Not just a select few.
A festival for fans. Yeah, yeah, Pins, where do I buy my ticket?
Almost like a touring event.
Almost.
Where's that echo chamber? Echo, echo. Halo Post.
I don't know what happened. I'm just saying, look, that, like, the future is... I'm going to coin a phrase here. The future for Halo is infinite. Both the game and the fact that...
We're going to hear that for the next how many months until we'll even be after the game comes out.
I'm
going to
keep saying it because I've been saying it. I'm going to continue saying it. The future for Halo is infinite because
it is.
There are so many options and opportunities that they now have the time to plan for appropriately. We have the opportunity to at least try and see where life as a general rule of thumb is going to be heading societally with regards to COVID and the potential... for a vaccine and or a cure and or preventative medicine and the ability for us to start engaging in large scale events again. As these things evolve, as Infinite comes closer to its final form, we'll get answers. In the meantime, guess what? We hang out, read books. If you don't know how to read, I'll read to you.
Exactly.
Audible can
if you don't want to read. I'll read to you. Some people are like, it's not that I can't, I just hate it. Fine. I love it. I'll read it.
I'm saying that is kind of one of those unexpected side effects. Now we'll be able to celebrate, and we may not be able to physically get together. We're still several months away from that. But it's still something as a community we can come back and come together and celebrate this with a new game.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. There are things that can help the entire community just celebrate and enjoy this mile marker for Halo. You know, very few games are actively developed for this long.
Yeah,
that's true.
Granted, we had a whole engine overhaul with Slipspace Engine, so not all of it was necessarily game development time.
But, I mean, this game is still constantly being worked on.
Yeah.
I mean, it may be just updates, but the game has still been worked on.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And in the meantime, we've got MCC coming out, ODST's coming, and imagine that, ODST's gonna hit as fall hits for a release. We're gonna get to listen to the rain while being inside from the rain. That's like rain squared.
That's going to be after
360 degree rain.
That's going to be rain.
That's something.
Well, that's after our rainy season here.
That's what's after your rainy season? Bro, I live in the Pacific Northwest. As soon as we hit September, it's rainy season for
until next like September.
It's a lot of mist. A lot of mist and saxophones. You can't
walk. Everyone lives where you live, DJ.
Well, they should. It's nice here.
You say it's not nice here?
Okay, it's nice when you're not in the downtown area. It's downtown's a little bit of a nightmare right now. That's not the point. The point is, Yeah. Also, I have a dog that's scared of the rain, so that's going to be something he's going to have to get over real quick.
Yeah.
Oh, you have no idea. I've never seen a dog like run that quickly to hide from the rain, and he has grown, so now he doesn't quite fit under that ledge on the edge of the house anymore. So as he's growing, he's finding it harder to hide from places. I'm almost at that point where I just want to start turning on the sprinkler and just holding it up over it while he's trying to go to the bathroom, watch him just try and hide. But I'm not a complete dick, but it would be funny-ish, sort of.
Just do it once and post it to Instagram or something like that.
Right? Like, imagine if grunts were afraid of water and they ran away from water, and all Chief was given was a squirt gun. Oh my God, that needs to be a game type. And we call it water fight. And then they have to run back to their base and tag themselves back in AI style. Oh my God. Oh my God, I'm going to make this a game type.
Just ask us in. He might be able to make it.
Right? All right.
So you mentioned the notion that people think it might be delayed an entire year. So that's not... So to clear the air on that one,
they haven't said a date.
They just said 2021. So it could be like we've seen Halo releases like Halo Wars in February and March. So it's not completely out of the realm of possibility for them to release spring.
Yep.
They've also released games in September. I don't think it's going to take that long for them to come around with Infinite, but.
Yeah. No. I mean, there's.
Like I said, a lot of it depends on how much flighting they want to do. If they're still going to do the flighting. They did say that they will have a beta for any new Halo title. So we know a beta is coming.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I would still think that they would probably want to release in a similar time frame as it was scheduled this year. For multiple reasons. One, traditional Halo releases. Two, there's a lot of marketing and a lot of profit to be lost if you put a game out there at the wrong time.
True.
That's another component of it.
And I know that's a very business way to look at it, but it is a business.
It's a business. Yeah, it's a big business.
Yep. Although, I'm Mr. Mayhem in the chat. Shout out to our friends over at HCS Pro Talk.
Hey, buddy.
He said he'd like to see a spring release just for the fact it doesn't compete with Call of Duty in the fall,
which is
another good consideration. You're not directly competing with another competitive franchise. Although we still believe that COD and Halo aren't nearly the same game, and they're like comparing apples to oranges, but...
One's a ring, one's a fish. Sometimes you get fish to jump through rings. I mean, no?
Yeah.
Okay.
I see what you did there. It's pretty good. In case anyone wasn't getting it, COD the fish jumping through a ring, Halo. Just in case anyone didn't get that.
And for those who haven't made those connections, that fish stick setting in Halo.
It's
My Call of Duty settings. Gee, funny, it's the same buttons.
Fish rings.
COD, fish sticks. Other people are like, why would they call it fish sticks? Really? Are you actually asking me this question?
It's a piece of fish in the shape of a stick.
Right?
Sounds fishy. Yeah.
You think a May release, possibly? I think they'll release it when it's ready. I think they've got plenty of time to look at it, and we've got plenty of time to enjoy and engage in various other content. And more importantly, for those of us who are like, I'm never hitting 152, guess what? Time to get that grind on. Because now we might actually get to 152.
That reminded me of something that I forgot to mention earlier that I need to mention before I forget. Dragonite.
The XP hack?
Yeah, yes. I know. Yes. Just a really brief tangent here. So he posted something on Twitter 2 days ago saying he found this way to cheese out more XP in Halo 5. And the way you do it is you have someone that doesn't care to get the boost or is already 152 or something like that, get your whole party together, start a Warzone game, have people open their rec menu After everyone has opened the menu, before you get locked into a Warzone game, the host backs out while everyone else is in the menu. Then they go over to the arena game. So if you're doing Super Fiesta, Big Team, whatever. I mean, Super Fiesta is the quickest way to do it because with four people, you can get through a game in like 5 minutes and you get the max payout here. Mm-hmm. And then once you start searching, you select the rec, and then it actually sticks to your game. So instead of the, like, take the gold rec, for example. The arena gold rec might get you, what, 3,000, 5,000 XP?
Mm-hmm.
It's 3,000. Well, if you do this and you can equip a Warzone XP boost, that's gold, and you'll get a guaranteed 11,200 minimum every time you go into arena, like Super Fiesta. And like for some Super Fiesta games, you can finish them within 3 to 5 minutes if you have a good squad. And he said in his tweet, he was averaging about 150K XP an hour.
Dang. All right.
That's 1 million XP in 8 hours.
And I only need like 47 million.
Just saying, it's a lot less of a grind if you do it that way.
Yes, it is.
So, Lord realizes I already hit 152 and made a meme about 343 delaying it so more people could get the 152 reward. My response, they did it just because they realized I'm bad enough in Arena Halo, basically any Halo with guns, and felt bad for me. I'm the reason it's delayed. There we go. It's DJ's fault.
So apparently he had even like 343 people come into the stream and like, yeah, I mean, it is what it is.
It's a thing.
Go with it.
Yeah.
It's legitimate. I mean, it's not a bug, but it's a
exploit.
Yeah. I mean, more or less.
If they patch it, we'll know that they're not happy about it.
Right. I think at this point, they really don't care.
Yeah. They're not developing for it anymore. They're just kind of doing their thing. Yeah. But yeah, the focus is where the focus is.
Yeah.
So anyways, it is.
And then the last thing I wanted to mention about this delay is there are some content creators out there and some other Twitter people. Or since I've seen on Twitter and social media where people are saying that Microsoft should just totally cancel development of Halo Infinite for the original Xbox One or the original Xbox One.
What?
Which absolutely makes no sense. And people are saying it's because that developing for an older console with older hardware slows down and makes development not go well for higher end hardware, and I'm going to squash that right here, right now. As someone who's worked on software development, I mean, not in like a major corporation side of things, but like my job is IT. I do system engineering. That's what I do as a job. And as someone who's done a little bit of software development stuff in the past before, supporting older hardware is not going to affect the development of Infinite on Windows or the Series X. Period. I've seen arguments out there saying that it's going to make it to where they have to account for the hardware being slower or not being able to keep up the graphics. That, if you think that's the issue, you do not understand how software development Yep. works, especially for things that are graphic intensive or things like video games. There are modules that fit together like pieces of a puzzle, and this is well known within the PC development side of things. You can have like take CSGO, for example. You run CSGO on a monster PC, you can have the best graphics and the best tick rate in your game, but CSGO can run on a Surface.
Yep.
And you know why? Because the game can adapt to the hardware.
Yep. It's called adaptive scaling.
Well, graphically, yes, but there's other things that are not specifically graphics that mm-hmm. is done within software development that they account for that kind of stuff. So, no, the whole argument about, so if you see people out there talking about Microsoft needs to not make Halo Infinite or any game for that matter, support the original Xbox or the other family of Xboxes that's not the Series X.
The original Xbox One, yeah.
Is complete and utter crap. They don't understand how software development works. There is absolutely no relation between... Well, okay, well, I'll take it back. There is a a little relationship between supporting older hardware and running on newer hardware. But the architecture, the underlying architecture is the same. Sure, it might not be as fast. The graphics might not be as powerful. But just because that's the case, it does not mean that a game that they have said that they're primarily building for Xbox Series X, and that Xbox has committed to having separate deployment pipelines for each one of the consoles and Windows, supporting it for the original Xbox is not going to affect development on the Xbox Series X.
They have to do the work anyway to support PCs.
Yes.
Yep.
Because yeah, I will tell you right now that the graphics ability of my Xbox One X, as far as its actual power, it has more graphical capability than my PC does.
Yep.
So if they, quote, stop production for the original Xbox, then they should stop production for anything that has a last generation graphics card in it.
Which isn't going to happen. That's just not going to happen.
And you know what? All these other AAA games, they support older PCs. You just turn down the graphical fidelity. And you know what? The game knows how to process those. There's different graphics fidelity that the game will interpolate.
It's almost like these developers know what they're doing because they're, oh yeah, they're developers.
Yeah.
There is not that much extra work put into the game to build it for older hardware. Yep. It's research that is done, whether they're, you know, it's research that they're doing regardless. I mean, the Xbox One runs a Windows kernel. They're building a Windows game.
It's a Windows.
The Xbox Series X is going to run a Windows kernel. So,
yep.
It's not like in the old days where the Xbox 360 had its own specific operating system, and then Windows was different.
And even Xbox 360 was built on Windows NT. It's still a Windows operating system at its core, the 360 OS. It's a heavily customized version of Windows NT, but it's still Windows.
Windows Neat. That's what they should have called it. NT should just refer to as Windows Neat.
You know what? I bet Halo Infinite will be supported on PCs that run crappier hardware than an Xbox One.
I'm sure.
You know why? Because that's how software development works.
Just consider looking at the minimum technical specification requirements for MCC when you look at Steam or the Windows Store. There's a minimum hardware requirement. So if you think about that and look how bare bones you have to have just to get it in order to get it to run, we're going to be fine. And everybody
graphics
needs to stop
graphics is not going to be the issue for the Xbox One. The things that are going to be the issue is anything that's going to require high tick rates or high calculations of position and whatever that kind of stuff. Which, like, if you look at the game engine itself, that's usually a very small piece of the game. That piece that runs on your CPU, that's not really all too intensive. The graphic stuff is really where the bulk of processing for a game comes in. And that scales really easily in development. That's why you have all the anti-aliasing sliders, all the depth of field and all the visual effects, like the water effects and shadows and all that stuff. That's all tuned to hardware. And yeah, maybe you won't necessarily get the best experience on an original Xbox One, but you're not excluding that fan base that, guess what? In COVID, they might not have the money to buy a new gaming rig or a new Xbox Series X because, you know what? They don't have a job because of COVID. So at least they'll be able to get the multiplayer, which is free to play, and at least play with their friends on the original Xbox One. So this whole argument that Microsoft should stop making the game for Xbox One, and that's partly stemmed from this whole delay thing, is complete and utter crap. And anyone who's arguing that needs to stop that. It's a pointless argument. That argument has no basis whatsoever.
Yep.
So, yeah. Sorry. That was.
Oh, you're good.
That was my. I actually know what the heck I'm talking about. Rant.
Yeah.
Because I've done this stuff, and that's part of my job. So, yeah. Sorry if I missed anything in chat, but yeah. That is going to be it for the show. Again, delay, good thing from all of us. We think it's the right thing to do. We are pleased with the direction that 343 is taking the game in, and while we're not going to be getting it this holiday season, we are happy to see that they are keen in on what the community wants, and that they know from past launch issues with Halo 5 and MCC that the community is expecting a tight ship when it comes out. And I think they've done the best thing they can do to ensure that we are going to be satisfied as fans. Guys, anything to add to that?
Just a quick note. MCC, the NVIDIA graphics card minimum requirements are an NVIDIA GeForce GTS 450.
Well, those have been out for a long time.
Well, then again, that's all Xbox 360 titles with, obviously, it's not it's not HD. It's full HD and 4K stuff, but...
Yeah.
This is minimum. The minimum requirements for the game.
Yeah. So
and it will run on anything from that clear up to a brand new 2080 Ti Super Deluxe Ultra, whatever the hell they call it now.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? The new 3000 series is coming. They're apparently going to rule the world. It's how Skynet was born.
Isn't each one of them like $1,300? The 3080s?
It'll probably isn't be it like a $1,300
graphics card?
Yep.
Just to give you kind of an idea, look at the range of cards that they are developing MCC for. The range will be almost as big for Infinite.
There will be infinite possibilities.
There'll be minimum specs that are going to be like that. You might not be able to have all the water effects or shadow effects or anything. It's like, okay,
but the game will be playable.
And you know what? For some people, that's fine. They just want to play the game and enjoy the experience. And I'll give kudos to a lot of the, I guess, the hardcore Halo community folks. Most of them, when they saw the graphics stuff, they said, yeah, we're disappointed. But you know what? I more care about the story than the graphics. So if the graphics continues to be an issue, yeah, it sucks. I don't think it should be that way, but if the story is still good, I'll enjoy Halo. Infinite possibilities, that's right.
Yep. I said it once, I'll say it again.
Yeah.
There we go. We're done. All right.
So thanks everyone for tuning in to the show tonight. I know we didn't really have anything set up as far as topics or Aces Mayhem or polls. We should be back to that kind of regular schedule stuff next week. You can find us on social media. We are across Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. We have a YouTube channel. We're on Twitch. We stream every Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. for our podcast. Fridays at 8:30 p.m. for Frag and Friday. And Sundays at 10 p.m. Eastern for Achieving Halo. You can interact with us on Discord. We also have a Spartan Company and an Xbox Club. If you have a funny Halo moment or story you would like to tell us about, then feel free to drop it in our Tales from the Foxhole channel on our Discord server. Or feel free to share any clips or screenshots you have over on our Xbox Club, and we will read them out on the show, like we did with the one Man Cannon launch clip from MH Cosplay in our Discord. You can find the podcast on iTunes, Spotify, Google for the meantime, because they're eventually going away. Tune in, Stitcher. Just search for Podtacular on your favorite podcasting service and you should be able to find us. If we are not on your favorite podcast service, then please let us know and we will work to get that resolved ASAP. Shout out to our patrons who support us through Patreon. We have plenty of ways that you can support the community, Patreon being one of them. Shout out to Confal, Frizzled, and Leberkus for your continued contributions to the community. Really appreciate you guys putting in the support, and I believe Confal is up for a reward for his tier that he's in. I gotta double check on that. You can also support the show through our Amazon affiliate link. If you go to podtackler.com/Amazon before you check out on your purchases, we get a little bit of commission back on all of your purchases. And you can also donate to the show through PayPal. If you go to podtackler.com/donate, you can do a monetary donation if you would rather support the show that way. And then you can also subscribe to us over on Twitch. That'll be it for the show tonight. We don't have anything quite lined up yet for next week. It might be a guest appearance. It might be a topic. Not sure yet. We will let you know. So stay tuned to our social media for that. Please go over to our Discord and vote for game night tomorrow if you are planning to join us over on Xbox. We'll either be doing MCC or Halo 5 based on your vote. Gentlemen, any final comments before we close out the night?
Giraffes who need sweaters shouldn't be in the cold. And if it's a long neck sweater, is it technically a turtleneck or is it a giraffe neck? Next on Podsacular.
The questions that people want to know.
That's right. All right, everybody, thanks to you for those in the live stream for tuning in. Thank you for those who download us via podcast services. We will catch you all next week right here, same time, same place. Keep on fragging them trucks.